Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:48, 12 before 10. Michael Thomas has had a good run, man. I'm going to tell you what, since his rookie season in 2016, he has missed only one game. But that's not the way it's looking now after what sources are saying. He suffered a high ankle sprain when it looked like he got rolled up on after a play on Sunday against the Buccaneers. Saints, again, all of these reports saying that they're thinking about putting him on injured reserve. That would give him, I guess, 3 weeks off, if you will. He couldn't come back before 3 weeks. He thinks he's going to come back sooner. But we thought we'd talk to Dr. David Elias, an orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA, to talk about high ankle sprains. And I never did quite get, Doctor, the idea, and Michael Thomas talked about this, of playing your way through an injury, because it just seems like the more you do it, it's going to get hurt and it's never going to heal. But with that, we welcome you in. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for moving your schedule around. We appreciate it. Tell me about a high ankle sprain. This seems like something, you know, that we've not heard a lot of since the last couple of years. But what exactly is it? How is it different than a routine sprained ankle?
So there's multiple ligaments around the ankle, and typically when you hear about just your low ankle sprain, you're talking about the ligaments that go from the end of the shin bone to the foot bone. So it's the ligaments are the ones attaching to the foot. With the high ankle sprains, you're talking about the ligaments above the ankle joint that attach the two bones to the leg, which is the tibia and the fibula together. And there's four ligaments, mm-hmm. four main ligaments around that. So when you talk about a high ankle sprain, that you're talking about when the ankle sprain goes up the leg. And they're definitely more severe. Now, with the high ankle sprains, you really have two types. You have the stable types and the unstable types. The unstable ones, which is not what I think Michael Thomas has, but the unstable ones, the two bones splay open, and that's something that's surgical 100% of the time. With the stable high ankle sprains, which is what I think we're talking about with Michael Thomas, a lot of times you'll tear two of the four ligaments, and the bones are still stable. So for the normal run-of-the-mill patient, we're going to treat that conservative. We're going to maybe put them in a cast or a boot, make them non-weight-bearing for 2 to 3 weeks. Then we're going to let them start putting some weight on the ankle, and typically takes about 6 to 8 weeks to recover. What you've seen the last 2 to 3 years with a lot of athletes, with Tua from Alabama, it seems like that was the most popular one, but it's really been happening all over the country, and now even high school, college, and pro athletes, is you're seeing surgery for these stable high ankle sprains, where we go and we put, it's called the tightrope procedure, and you're putting, it's basically like putting a seatbelt across those two bones, and you're just giving it extra stability. And what it's allowing people to come back quicker. So you, instead of being out 8 weeks, you might be out 4 weeks. Or if you're going to be out 6 weeks, you're going to be out 3 weeks. So I think you're seeing that in these high-level athletes to get them to return quicker.
I wish we had more time, Doctor, and I hope you can come back and talk to us. In this case, does Michael Thomas really have a choice? If he doesn't, opt for the, I forgot the word, the seatbelt procedure. I know that's not the word you used, but
yeah,
is this just gonna bother him where you do some therapy throughout the week and then you're not at your best? And if he does go with that procedure, can he be back to almost 100% at the end of it?
Well, you know, not all ankle sprains are created equal. So it just depends. Like, is he putting, you know, how did he feel the next day? Was he able to put weight on it? And I think if he's trying to come back quicker and without surgery, then I guarantee he's probably doing better than we think. You know, he's probably able to put weight on it. So the benefit of surgery, it all really depends on what the MRI shows too. So if the MRI shows two of the four ligaments torn, then they may recommend to have the procedure so that he can come back quicker. However, if he's able to walk on it and he's feeling pretty good, you can certainly come back without this surgery. And, you know, ankle sprains, sometimes people are out 2 weeks, sometimes they're out a little more. So it really depends on the degree of the injury and the amount of ligaments that are injured.
Doctor, I appreciate your time, and I hope we get to talk to you again. Thank you, Dr. David Elias, orthopedic surgeon with Ortho LA. Back in a flash to see what Newell's got coming up for you here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.